Hi, Victor. Thanks for having me on the show.
So what have Border Force been doing at our airports when asylum seekers arrive?
So this is the problem. We really don't know. So the interactions take place behind closed doors. There's usually no lawyers present. And despite attempts to get the department and Border Force to comment on either individual cases or even just general statistics about how many people are refused asylum at airports, they refuse to release any of that information. So it's very hard for us to know.
Right. And what is the legal framework for someone applying for asylum in Australia when they're sort of quote-unquote doing it the right way and coming through the airport?
Yeah, so there's been a lot of confusion about this in the media reporting, and there's been some suggestions that there's some sort of loophole that means you can't apply for asylum at the airport, but that's completely false. And the law is very, very clear that people at airports should be provided the opportunity to make their asylum claims. It is true, though, that the process of both the substantive and procedural rights afforded to people while they're at airports are less than what they'd be afforded if they managed to get through customs. So when they arrive, they're in what's known as immigration clearance. And you only pass through immigration clearance once your visa's been stamped. And usually after you actually physically leave the airport. And the significance of that is that if you manage to get out of the airport and apply for asylum, you get a bridging visa and you get access to potentially a permanent protection visa. But if your claim is made before immigration clearance, you are liable to mandatory detention, and you only have access to temporary protection visas. But having said that, there's still processes in play. You know, the legislation is very clear that people should be afforded an opportunity to put their asylum claim. There's publicly available procedural guidelines that the customs officers are supposed to follow, and there should be a very low threshold for screening at that initial stage. So the guidelines say all that an asylum seeker needs to do is to make a prima facie claim for protection that's not considered to be far-fetched and fanciful. And if they meet that very low threshold, they should be directed into the process for applying for a temporary protection visa.
Okay, so there is all that legal framework, but at the end of the day, from what we do know, is it Border Force at the airports that are deciding who gets to come in and who isn't?
They are, because it's individual officers making these decisions, and even though the standard should be very low in terms of the onus placed on the asylum seekers to make their claims out, we just have no information about how that's playing out in practice. So we've got the anecdotal evidence of those two Saudi women reported in Four Corners that say they applied for asylum and their claims were ignored and they were sent away from Australia. Again, it's this issue of accountability. We just don't know how widespread the issue is. And it really seems to be a broader pattern of behavior or strategy adopted by the current government around secrecy about how we treat asylum seekers. It's actually a really effective tool for avoiding accountability. So we see it out at sea, where the government has a very clear policy of not commenting on water matters. And I mean, but the secrecy really has two pillars. One is not commenting on what is actually happening, so the actual facts of a case. And the second pillar is not commenting on the legal grounds which they purport to be acting in a given circumstance. And together, these two factors make it really hard for an independent observer like myself to make any determinative claims about legality or illegality.
Okay. But just on the point of the Border Force officials being able to decide who is coming and who isn't, one thing that's come up in this week's debate about the Medivac bill is that many on the Liberal side and also within the debate, people on the Labor side have been pointing to discretion at a government level to decide who is coming in and who is not coming in, whether that be the minister or these Border Force people that we're speaking about. Do you think that government officials and bureaucrats should have some sort of say over what kind of people are coming into Australia and who can't come in?
That's a very vexed question. Obviously some degree of discretion is necessary, but we also, there are certain types of people who might not want to be released into the Australian community. But I guess two responses to that. The first one is we have very clear obligations under international law that do not discriminate between the location of a person inside or outside of an airport. So anyone that reaches Australian soil is completely uncontroversial. No one in the government would try and argue with this. We owe them very clear obligations not to return them to a place where they'd face certain types of harm, both under refugee law and human rights law. So that discretion cannot be used to circumvent those basic legal obligations. At the same time, asylum or deciding whether to let someone enter into a country or not doesn't equate with that person being immediately released into the Australian community. And we see the same information going on about the Medivac bill. We still have a system of mandatory detention in this country. If someone needs to be here, whether it's to get medical treatment they need, or whether because they can't be sent home because they may face certain types of persecution or harm, they don't need to be automatically released into the community. We can hold them in closed detention facilities where they can, their needs can be met and their risks to the Australian community can be mitigated.
And obviously, besides the moral obligation of allowing asylum seekers and refugees in, we also have international obligations under agreements that we've signed. What do you think international law that exists at the moment would have to say about border force officials deciding which asylum seekers can and can't come into Australia?
Yeah, look, so as I said, the international law is really clear here. So there's no discriminating between people in immigration clearance or outside immigration clearance. There's no relevance to international law. So once a person reaches Australian soil, we cannot turn them back to a place where they face persecution or harm. And this has to be operationalized with fair and effective asylum determination procedures. So the question is, are these discretionary procedures that are being run by individual interviewing officers, border force interviewing officers, do they meet that threshold? And based on anecdotal reports, at least, it seems they may not.
Well, somewhat unsurprising from the Home Affairs Department run by Peter Dutton, but still a terrible situation. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us here on The Daily this morning.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.